Good morning. You may be seated. For those of you who don't know, my name is Craig Sanders. I am in pastoral training here as the curate. And one thing you don't know about me is that I talk in my sleep. My wife doesn't know this either, because I'm so good at it, she usually thinks I'm awake. You see, when I was younger, my dad would wake up about 4:30 in the morning to pray. And I think one day he heard me talking in my sleep and decided to play a game with me. And so he would open my door and surprise me with a football situation. Craig, it's 4th down and 20. What are you going to do? Even still asleep, I had a little bit of common sense and said, punt. But then he would say, wait, it's 4th down and 20. You're down by 3. It's the 4th quarter. What are you going to do? And I would say, go for it. And then, in my sleep, I would draw up a play for a fake punt or pass. That's how the story goes. I don't remember. You see, my dad was testing my situational awareness. Would I be able to make the right decision with the game on the line when time is of the essence? Would I be prepared, ready to act on a moment's notice? The term situational awareness applies especially to our gospel reading, the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, with an important caveat. Situational awareness for our coming king is not just our readiness when we think time is short. It's our readiness when he takes longer than we expect. In this parable, we are encouraged to stay prepared and ready for our king's return, especially if he is delayed. As we approach the season of Advent, is this not where we find ourselves waiting expectantly for our Savior's return, but often crying out, how long, O Lord? Now, one thing many of you do know about me is that I have 2 children, especially if you're in this service, because they're dancing in the front row all the time. I don't know if anyone was more excited when we were expecting our first child than our parents, especially my mother-in-law. She's a baby expert, and she's still the first person we call when we have a question or a concern. Now, Augie was due on April 12, 2019, but my mother-in-law was convinced that he would be born at 36 weeks. And at that point, she had been right about nearly everything. But she was so certain that he would be born early that she cleared her calendar for more than a month to arrive at the 36-week mark so she could stay with us and help. And as she drove up to St. Louis, she was posting live updates on Facebook to let everyone know she was going to be there on time. Her anticipation and excitement had us on the edge too. Because Augie wasn't born on that day, nor the next, or for a few more weeks. And she had nothing to do. It was a long few weeks. Wouldn't you know it, Caitlin's water broke at 7:30 p.m. on the due date, April 12th. Her mom was at the hospital during the delivery, but we didn't return home with Augie until right before she had to go to South Carolina. She was so excited and ready for him to come early, she couldn't anticipate him arriving later than she expected. For us today, it is good to have fervent anticipation, but we must also be prepared to have faith that can withstand the waiting, to persevere to the end of the age. When I told others the parable I was assigned to preach on, the most common response I heard was, good luck. Judging by how few commentators engage with the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, it might be one of the least popular of Jesus' parables. But precisely because it is ignored and uncomfortable, we need its message more than ever. We are often tempted during a moment of delay to doubt. But I want to encourage you today to be situationally aware and alert. For during the delay, Christ has called the church to be on mission, and our Lord wants to use your light. The parable of the wise and foolish virgins is contained within a series of apocalyptic teachings Jesus gives to his disciples shortly before his crucifixion, warning them of judgment that is coming on that day. In fact, Matthew notes in chapter 26 that when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." And then, when he asked his disciples to keep watch with him in the Garden of Gethsemane while he prays, he finds them sleeping. No one lacks situational awareness more than the disciples. The setting of this parable at a wedding should grab our attention that Jesus is talking about us, the church, and about a future judgment when he returns. Paul says in 2 Corinthians verse 11, verse 2, "I betrothed you to one husband to present to you as a pure virgin to Christ." By his death, Christ, the pure and righteous one, reconciled us from the sin that keeps us from God to present us holy and blameless. And on that great wedding day at the end of time, the bride of Christ will be made ready, clothed with fine linen, bright and pure. But here, in this in-between time, we are being sanctified by the Spirit, waiting to be joined to Christ upon his return. And so Jesus tells a parable of 10 virgins who were called to celebrate the arrival of the groom. Their responsibility is to light the way and walk in triumphantly with the bridegroom to begin the wedding feast. They wait expectantly with great excitement, but then he delays a little bit longer, then some more. And eventually they all get tired and fall asleep. The problem isn't that they've fallen asleep, but that some of them weren't prepared to wait. They lacked situational awareness. They weren't truly ready because they didn't anticipate a delay. The wise virgins fell asleep, but were spiritually awake and ready, even if he took longer. They still had oil to light their lamp, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast. Because they remained alert and loyal to the end, the wise virgins kept their lamp lit to prepare the way for the bridegroom. But when the foolish virgins ask them for their oil, there's not enough to share. As a church, we share our many gifts, but we can't share our preparation. Each one of us has a lamp, and our faith cannot be borrowed. It must be our own. And you may be here because of the influence of a parent or a grandparent, or your child may have remarkable faith. But what about you? Borrowed faith may shimmer for a moment in the daytime, but it will not last through the night. As long as we are waiting, there is time to prepare. Are you ready with a faith that you can claim as your own? What's important is not the intensity of our personal faith, but its perseverance. Following Jesus means preparing for the long haul. Notice how those who prepared oil for their lamps are described as wise. Connecting the image of the lamps with wisdom in Scripture, and especially in the Gospel of Matthew, holds the key for us to maintain situational awareness for the day of the Lord's coming. We don't know the hour, but we can be ready no matter how long it takes. Trust in Jesus personally, and here's how it will last. To be situationally aware and persevere for our coming King, I want to encourage you, be devoted to the Word, and shine your light in readiness before others. Devoted to the Word. While I often have conversations with my wife when I am asleep, when I am awake, I am often not alert when she is talking to me. There have been too many times that I am not prepared because I did not listen to Caitlin. How much more then, our steadfast devotion to God's word will strengthen our situational awareness. Scripture says meditating on the word and storing it deep within us will light our way and give us wisdom. In our prayer book, we read the words in Psalm 119, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." We take for granted, because we have electricity, just how dark we can find ourselves at night. The lamps for the wedding procession in the ancient world weren't just ceremonial. They were essential for their navigation. God's word provides us with light to direct our path when darkness comes upon us, threatening doubt and despair. We can persevere in our waiting because God's word lights our way. Too often today, I see delay giving way to doubt. Hearing stories of friends or family who have lost hope. At one point, they were among the most passionate people I knew, and suddenly they've walked away with no oil for their lamp. And maybe they had borrowed faith, and a crisis or a period of isolation revealed their lack of preparation or personal commitment. But I hear them angry with the faith they were raised in, or hurt because they're told he was coming soon. But they weren't prepared for the waiting or the turmoil we face today. And if that's you, even now, while he tarries, there is time for you to replenish your oil. We must remain steadfast in God's word to light our way, to listen patiently for his voice, and be ready for our Lord's return. There is no other word that will satisfy us or keep us ready to hear that call. He is here. Come out and meet him. If we are situationally aware, meditating on God's word, and always ready to carry this light, then the delay of our King is not a reason to worry, but an opportunity for us to shine our light before others. There is a message of judgment here, but until the end, it is a warning. As long as there is delay, there is opportunity for us readily to proclaim the good news to others. Our Lord's teaching and his great commandment to love God and to love others is a light for our path. Jesus tells us then in the Great Commission to go out into the world, making disciples and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Being situationally aware means being ready during this time of delay to shine the light of God's word before others. When we are devoted to God's word, we are empowered to shine that light before others and sharing the good news and caring for the needs of others. Jesus told his disciples earlier in Matthew's gospel, in the Sermon on the Mount, "Let your light shine before others so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." In Luke's gospel, Jesus tells a similar parable to this one and says, "Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning." And it's Paul who reminds the church in Galatians, "And let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Situational awareness is ready for the waiting, because as long as he is delayed, there is a harvest. We must hold then both a sense of urgency and patient endurance. C.S. Lewis said, when he was asked about the end times, "The great thing is to be found at one's post as a child of God, living each day as though it were our last, but planning as though our world might last 100 years. Share the gospel and serve others like there's no tomorrow, but persevere in love for the Lord and remain loyal to the end." Are we persevering and keeping oil in our lamps for them to shine? The opportunity to serve others in sharing the gospel and acts of compassion may come when we least expect it. How many of us have left our communities for a short-term mission trip? telling others the good news, or rebuilding someone's home after a disaster. But then we come home and our excitement wears off, and we miss the moments right in front of us to serve our neighbor. Now, my office hours at the church are 8:30 to 4 on weekdays. But ever since I became a parent, I felt that my day truly ended when I put my kids to bed. Now I'm off duty and can relax, would be my attitude. But for the last couple of months, as soon as we close their bedroom door, I head off to the gym. Now, this used to be my time to unwind, but now I'm exercising. And as you can imagine, as soon as I walk in the door, I would rather be home. So I'm either a bit tired or anxious when I walk in the door, and I'm definitely worn out when I leave. But I've realized that I have the most opportunities to love my neighbor when they're sweating right next to me. I've had to remind myself that even though I'm out of the office, I'm still on duty. And if we are situationally aware, we realize our Lord's delay presents an opportunity, and we must stay ready to shine our light. Now, Jesus concludes this series of teachings in Matthew 25 with an emphasis on good works toward the outcast and needy, saying, "Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it to me." Jesus comes to us when we least expect, and one of the ways he does that is by being present with us when we shine our light before others in loving service. When we are situationally aware, we can discover that Jesus is with us when we serve others. Jesus is with us. I don't want you to miss this. Look at verse 10 in our parable. What do you see? The last service, they turned to their bulletins to see with me what we see, okay? Those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast. This phrase, with him, I've been wrestling with it all week. Do you know the last words of the Gospel of Matthew? In our reading, Jesus is telling his disciples this parable of the wise and foolish virgins before his crucifixion. But remember what he says after his resurrection in the final words of this gospel. "Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Situational awareness for our coming king means being ready when he takes longer than we expect. But we have the strength to persevere only because even as we wait for his return, he is with us. And we have an opportunity to practice situational awareness today. When we come to the table, we confess that Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. The Apostle Paul tells us that when we take communion, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. It is our Lord's good work on our behalf that feeds us and sends us out in the power of his Spirit to do the good works God prepared for us. Even now at this feast, we are joined with the presence of our risen Savior. Let us then go out into our mission field, shining the light of his word and showing others the good works God has given us. In our situational awareness, we do not lose hope when our King is delayed, but we can persevere in readiness. We don't know when the end of the age is coming or when we will hear that midnight cry, but we do know that we have the power to stay alert because even as we wait, our risen Jesus is with us. Amen.